When was the last time you made a big decision? I'm not talking about when you decided to make what you decided to make for dinner last night, or more on the lines of a big life decision about your family, career, education, finance, and so on. One researcher is collecting data around these big life decisions to learn about regret and how we collectively can make better big life decisions. We are joined on the line now by Dr. Adrian Camilleri, a senior lecturer in the marketing at University of Technology, Sydney. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Marlene.
So I wanted to start off because I'm really curious. What made you want to choose to study this big life decisions?
Well, I studied decision making, and predominantly a lot of my decision making research has been for small decisions that we make every day, like what we buy at the shop. But a few years ago, I found myself making a series of big life decisions, moving across the world and taking up new jobs and getting married and buying a house. And I realized that there's not very much work out there on these really important decisions. So that's what caused me to launch this project.
It's definitely on the other side of the scale there in terms of research. Did you find that these decisions often occurred at like particular times of someone's life?
Yeah, so I guess the biggest life decisions tend to happen between the ages of, say, 17 and 35. That's when a lot of people get their education, they find their first job, they buy their first house, get married, start to have kids. But I guess what was most surprising from the research is that big life decisions happen throughout life. And I surveyed people up to the age of 80 years old, and even those who were in their 60s and 70s, they were still making very big life decisions. And these are decisions that are very hard for a 20-year-old to anticipate, things like retiring and grandchildren. So even though I guess big decisions are front-loaded in life, they continue to happen throughout life.
And when people are seeking advice on how to make these, you know, big decisions, were there any groups of people or particular decisions where people were more likely to seek advice from others?
Yeah, so I asked people to tell me about their biggest life decisions, and then I had follow-up questions. And one of those questions was around how much advice they sought. So I guess first I should back up and say, I heard about a lot of different decisions, and I tried to categorize them, and I came up with 9 different categories. So they were broadly things about career, about education, about family, finances, relationships, relocation. And then I had self-destruction and self-development type decisions. So in terms of advice, a lot of people sought advice for decisions related to career, education, and finances. And there weren't so much advice seeking for what I called self-destructive decisions, such as, beginning an addiction or perhaps committing a crime.
And when you were doing this research, were there any findings that surprised you?
Yeah, so I've already mentioned one of the decisions that was the fact that these major life decisions continue to happen throughout life. You know, you might think getting married, but a lot of people get remarried. And, you know, when you're a 20 or 30-year-old, you're not thinking about the second marriage. Mm. When I plotted the biggest decisions, I had two different, I guess, variables of interest, which is how common were some of these big decisions and then how important were these big decisions. And the common ones were ones that you would expect, so starting a job, getting an education, getting married, having a child. But there were some decisions that were less common, but when they were faced, they were considered extremely important. So one of these that stood out was ending a life. This might be aborting an unborn child. It could also relate to essentially turning off life support for a loved one. So that's a huge decision for people that many aren't thinking about. But another one that stood out from the pack was like pursuing religion or even a new philosophy. So this is what I would call a self-development decision. And that was also rated as very important.
Now, we are almost out of time, but I'll quickly ask you, through your research, you've obviously been looking through lots of people's big life decisions. Is there anything that you would say, any factors that lead to making a good life decision?
Yeah, so I've thought a lot about regret, and this is a feeling of I wish I'd done something different back when I had that opportunity to make a decision. And I guess a lot of the research points to inaction, so deciding not to pursue something, as more likely to increase regret. So when we're faced with a decision and we choose not to make a change, not to pursue some new adventure, that tends to be the one that we regret most.
Adrian, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Marlene.